Echithela. At her balcony, she sits sighing above the lost rose-petaled lawns and mown grass leaves of dewy, sunken gardens, her antique, travail-littered bureau reflected in the mirror into which she sometimes squints, fearing that the curse will come upon her before Lancelot, or Guinevere, comes brazen glitter dancing through the trees to carry her away from this place of corridors. She is working on a secret charm of whispers, decanting spells and incantations with which she plans, on yesterdays like these, when the sun has long departed for its hivernal clime sojourn, and there are never enough unfilled hours in the ever-shortening graphite pencil day, to transform boys, those unwoke members of the race, into bats that they might flit away, squealing, reeling into the night, leaving her to whisper, sweep up the stars which fall unseen into the void of world below. On the all-enfolding curve of the ivory and iris arch, a pair of sculpted compasses measure the eternal circle of lost time, those headstone-grinding monotonies of cosmos that are no more than temps perdu. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the library, she sits pondering at her usual desk beneath the unnamed gaze of Pascal's ghostly desk mask, lost in her own private kairos, where the clock tells just one time, a moment that dances its unending round around her and her thoughts of 0139, which come and go in blank verse, whispering of the sea, of moonlit promenades, homeless horizons where no bell chimes and pentameters wash up on the stony beach with the debris of our brief existence. Alone with time, with her newfound astral contemplations, she trembles at the thought that at any moment this kairos, an unmeasurable instant when only God can act, will be shattered into a million uncounted fragments by a human voice telling her that it is time, that 0139 was just a dream. Azimuth. Through the frosted glass above glows a distant trace of sky, washed out sandy blue and blurring into reveries of those at work up there. Beneath their feet a transparent floor that to you is just a ceiling to be smashed. Flitting, pacing, marking time, melodically they glide around you, shape-shifting into lines of verse over which they have no control, in search of a life that constantly eludes them, but which they came here to recapture, only to lose their way in a labyrinth of illusion perdue. For unknowingly, they have strayed into an all-consuming continuity equation of mass, momentum and electric charge, flowing endlessly in all directions, uncreated, immortal, inscrutable, a flux integral that an unseen hand writes perpetually in invisible ink. You gaze, meanwhile, at the translucent glass above and drift into a seventh manner spiral known only to Archimedes, where everything is expressed in azimuths that make your blood run cold. Soon the walls of books begin to spin, and the desk above dissolves into cylindrical polar coordinates, rotating counterclockwise, until you are reduced to a trigonometric function from which there is no escape.